Welcome to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. My name is Bree. I'm 22 years old, a newly married wife, dog mom, and a nurse. I think you'll like this podcast if you love all things self-care, healthcare, and just some random things about life. Thanks so much for listening. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. It is season 2. And I'm so excited. It has been a really, really long time, and I'm so sorry. Life has been absolutely crazy. If you didn't know, I got married. It still doesn't feel real. We've been married 3 weeks now, which is absolutely insane. But the last time I posted a podcast episode was September, and I do all this by myself. I do my editing, I do all that, and I've been having some technical difficulties. I literally just had to go buy a new computer. I've been using my same computer that I've had. Don't get me wrong, it's lasted me this long. It lasted me through college. But I literally, for the last year, have not been able to open it more than a 45 degree angle, or else the screen goes black. So it was time to upgrade because it was a struggle. And yeah, so this is the first podcast with some new technology. It's a new season. We're starting out strong, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys and hang out with you guys. I literally can't even wait. So to recap, this episode is going to be all about getting married. And you guys don't know all the little nitty gritty details. So we ended up having to plan our wedding in 3 months, which was not what I expected at all. Actually, quite opposite. We were planning to be engaged for at least a year or 11 months, and we were going to be doing a destination wedding in either Mexico, or like the Dominican Republic somewhere. And that didn't quite work out as planned. We ended up getting married in Michigan, which honestly was the best day of my whole freaking life. I could not imagine it going any other way now that it's all happened. But oh my word, it was extremely stressful. Wedding planning is so stressful. Like, I know everybody says this and I knew that, but when you're actually doing it, it's a whole different level. And the timeline, I'm sure, didn't help. My mom is an actual freaking angel. I love her to death. I couldn't have done it without her. She helped so much. My maid of honor, my sister, my bridesman, just like my bridesmaids in general, my family, they helped me so much. And it was so nice to have such a good support system. You really find out when you get married, like, and when you plan a wedding, who is there to support you and who isn't. And I have such a good support system, and I'm so thankful for that. So let's start from the top. We got engaged in June of 2023, June 3rd, 2023 to be exact. It was the best day of my life. I knew it was happening, but it was still the best day of my life. We had a party afterwards. Like, I was just on cloud nine the whole weekend. And then we went back to Arizona, finished out our travel nurse contract. We were there for like another 2 months, came home in August, celebrated my 22nd birthday, and then we were going to go to Hawaii. That didn't happen because of the fires. Then we were going to go to Boston, and we canceled that contract because we found out that Brandon's grandpa had lung cancer. So we decided that it was the best decision for us to stay here and be close to family. He unfortunately did pass away in October, but we had originally moved the wedding from May or June, which is what we were thinking, to December, in hopes that he would be there with us. His original prognosis and treatment plan was maybe gonna give 1 to 2 years. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do the original treatment plan, so he did pass away. It was really hard on everyone, especially Brandon's family. And Brandon, he was a huge father figure, and in the 4 years that I was in Brandon's life, he made a big impact on me. He's loved dearly, and it was a really tough few months. Brandon and I really didn't see each other. He stayed there and took care of his grandpa, and was one of the main caregivers for him. And I was here. Brandon wasn't working during that time, and it was a little hard for everyone obviously involved, but it's weird. It was a weird time. planning something so happy that you look forward to and also going through something so hard like grief and, you know, and I can't even imagine how, I mean, I know how Brandon felt, but I can't even imagine how hard that was on him because it was hard on me and that's not even, you know, my grandpa. So it was rough. You know, it's obviously still hard and we did decide to keep the wedding in December because at that point there really was no turning back. And we also were excited and looking forward to it. And it kind of looked, you know, like some happiness to look forward to because losing someone is hard. And I feel like losing someone towards the holidays is even harder. Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, it's hard celebrating holidays without all of your loved ones. But we ended up moving our wedding here. December 30th, 2023 is when we got married. And it was great. September, we booked the venue. And basically after that, I was like frantically trying to figure out hair and makeup and photography and videography. We had the same photographer that took our engagement photos. We went to high school together. She actually, her and her boyfriend are do photography and videography together. They're in school in LA and they are so great. We don't have our video back yet. We did get a little sneak peek of photos and I just like cannot wait to see all of them. And I know our video is going to be absolutely amazing just because of how talented they are. I'm just like so excited. But my dad is, I love him. He's like one of my bestest friends in the whole world. But he really wanted to make sure that we still had our wedding week because one of the reasons why I really wanted to do a destination wedding was because it's more than just one night. You know, like weddings are so, so, so fun and you put so much thought, love, and energy and everyone comes out to support you, but it's one night. And I was like, that's just such a bummer that, you know, it's just one night of celebrating your love. Like, and it goes by so fast. Everyone tells you that, but no, it goes by so freaking fast. And so I was like, if we do a destination wedding, then like, we can spend the week with each other or, you know, a weekend, extended weekend, whatever, and make it more than just a one night thing. And my dad wanted to make sure that we still made that possible with it being in Michigan still. So he planned a bunch of things for us. So the week of the wedding, Tuesday was my dad's birthday. And well, Monday was Christmas, the 25th. So I worked, but Brandon was able to go celebrate with his family. And then Tuesday was my dad's birthday. We got together with my family. We always get together with my family for my dad's birthday. Wednesday, we went to a brewery with some of Brandon's family was there. Some of my family was there. Some of the bridal party was there. Just as like a little like hangout, you know, pre-wedding week festivities or yeah, pre-wedding festivities because it was wedding week. And then Thursday, Brandon and I are so competitive. Okay. It's just how we are. We're very, very competitive in a healthy way, but it's just how we are. And we love, love, love pickleball. If you haven't played, it's kind of like a mix of ping pong and tennis, I would say. And it is so freaking fun. People used to say like, it's just for old people. It's not for old people. Like it's so fun. It's so much fun. Honestly, I don't even know how older people play it because it's a workout. Like when you're really playing, if you're volleying back and forth, like it is a really hard workout at times. Like, I mean, props to the senior citizens that are playing pickleball. But we decided to do a pickleball match, competition, tournament, whatever you want to call it, Thursday morning, and a lot of our bridal party came. My dad, he loves pickleball, and it was so much fun. Brandon and I crushed it. We won every game when we were on the same team together, and then they were like, okay, you got to split it up. Like, we're just too good. Not to toot our own horn. No, it was so much fun. We played for 2 hours and at an indoor pickleball court because it is way too freaking cold. Another side note, my dad and I were manifesting the whole time that Saturday, the day of our wedding, was going to be 55, sunny, no wind, perfect. You know, and you might think like, Brie, you live in Michigan. Like, are you absolutely out of your freaking mind? Like, you, why would it be that warm in December? Christmas Day, it was like 60. I was working, so I didn't get to enjoy it, but it was so nice out, everyone told me, and sunny and great. And I was like, that is what I wanted. But that unfortunately did not end up happening. It honestly wasn't too bad. I feel like it was like 40 and a little windy, but no snow, no rain. So I'm so thankful for that. I did think like, okay, it would be cute to have like a light dusting of snow for photos, but that would have just been a mess. So I'm kind of glad it didn't happen. My dress got dirty enough to begin with. So I was just thankful because we just had such cold, such frigid, horrible weather, like negative 17 wind chill, just not my vibe. I'm just very thankful that it was not like that because I don't know where we would have taken photos. But it was great. It was seriously, it could have been warmer, could have been warmer. We were a little cold, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. It was worth it. And then Thursday night, we had a group of probably 30 of us. A lot of people that were there from out of town. And then a lot of the bridal party, Brandon's family. We went out to dinner and then got ice cream after. And that was just, you know, another like get to know each other, like, you know, vibe together, celebrate us, get excited for the weekend sort of thing. Friday, and I got my spray tan on Thursday. I have the best spray tan person ever. So if you live in Michigan, let me know and I'll give you her info. She is so great. So I literally went to pickleball. I came home and showered, washed my hair, then got a spray tan with literally enough time to wash it off like 20 minutes before I had to leave for dinner and did my makeup really quick, did my hair really quick. It was a little stressful, but we got her done and my spray tan looked perfect. She's just so good. She's so talented. Dana, if you're listening, I love you. Friday then was the rehearsal dinner day. And Brandon and I were here. We like finished some last minute details. We finished like thank you notes to people that we wanted to do, made sure all of our like day of and day before gifts were done because we gave all of our gifts to the bridal party at the rehearsal dinner because we got the girls' pajamas, earrings, and necklaces, and those were all from Birdie Gray. They were so freaking cute. I had so many questions about them, so I'm just gonna tell you now so you don't have to ask. We then were like, what do we get the guys? Like, we got them socks. We knew we were going to do socks. They didn't need a tie clip because we did a bow tie. So I was like, what the heck do you get guys? That's not like alcohol. Every video I looked up, like, was gifting them alcohol. And I'm like, why? There's nothing else we can think of to give a man. Like, but we ended up finding one video that was like, the girls get getting ready outfits. Why don't the guys get getting ready outfits? And I was like, I freaking love that. So we got the guys black sweatsuits and they all made like a game day entrance. And the photo, there was one photo preview of it. It was so freaking cute. So I'm so excited to see the video of it and more photos. But yeah, they had matching black sweatsuits and then Brandon was in a white sweatsuit. And then for me, I was in white pajamas and all of my girls were in black pajamas. So it was so freaking cute. I loved it. And we all wrote them a thank you note, gave them their gifts. My best friend, Trish, who was my maid of honor, her Cricut was amazing. She helped with so many DIYs and we used her Cricut for so much. We, for the boys, put their initials on boxes. They looked so classy. I feel like I just loved it. And then we did the mirror. We did our seating chart. We did so much with that dang Cricut. I highly recommend to either make friends with someone who has, I'm just kidding, buy a Cricut, or if your friend has one though, seriously ask if you can borrow it. Like, it helped so much with so many DIYs. I was really in my DIY bride era, like the whole last 2 months of the wedding was just bride stuff, wedding things, all the stuff. So I'm very, very thankful for not only Trish, but Trish's Cricut. So Brandon and I finished some last minute things on Friday and just spent some time together. We got ready together and then his brother came and did my hair. Andrew graduated from hair school a little bit ago and he did my hair color. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I dyed my hair a little darker. Back to more of my like normal original color, closer to my roots. And I feel like I can't go back now. Like, I love it. I love the dark hair. And he did a nice little styled pony. I had gotten this pearl dress that I had so many questions on. It's from O Polly. It's so freaking cute. The theme, like our theme was like black white pearls and gold and just like greenery neutrals were the colors of the wedding. So I really wanted to like have my outfits be on theme. So Thursday night to dinner, well, when Thursday morning to pickleball, I wore a white pullover that I found at Old Navy and then hot pink leggings. I love them. And then to dinner that night, I had a white bodysuit on with jeans and then a pearl like overlay see-through kind of shirt, I guess, mesh shirt with pearls on it. It was so cute. And then Friday, I had the pearl dress from Opali that I loved. I loved, loved, loved that dress. It was so freaking cute. And so we went to rehearsal that night, went to rehearsal dinner. It was so great, so beautiful. Everything was on theme. Brandon's mom did, and Andrew did such a good job with decor. I think Andrew like found cute little gold flakes to put on the black runners. Like really just thought of every detail. It was so sweet. And I got to meet Nicole for the first time. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm really close friends with Nicole Leanne on TikTok, NicoleLeanne6, I'm pretty sure is her username. But we have been friends for years now, just through social media. And we do Wine Wednesdays together, which are coming back on soon. So was I just about to say every Thursday night? Am I losing it? Every Wednesday night, we do Wine Wednesday, normally around like 7 or 8 Eastern time on TikTok. We'll go live and drink a bottle of wine. Not a whole bottle. We'll drink a glass or two, a few glasses of wine, but we try to get the same bottle of wine. So that way, like, we kind of feel like we're together, even though she lives in California and I live in Michigan. So we're really far apart. We do that every Wednesday and we've been friends for years. We literally met through social media and we've never met in real life, but I invited her and her husband, Kyle, to the wedding and they made the trip all the way to freaking cold Michigan from California, and it meant so much to us. So she came, and also Mel and Cody from Mel's Crafty Corner, they came. I've met Mel though before, but still it was so special that she was there too. And then that was the first time Nicole and Mel met, and so like they became even closer, and it was just like such a special time having them there. It literally means so much to me that they came and took the time out of their weekend and their lives and came all the way here. I mean, Mel drove hours, like Nicole flew hours, was up at the crack of dawn, like drove hours too. It was just so special that they made that effort to come see our big day. And it was so nice meeting Nicole in person for the first time and her husband Kyle. They're so sweet. Like, we love them so much. And we all cried when we said goodbye to each other because it was just so emotional. But I met her the first time at the rehearsal dinner. She was able to come in on Thursday. They spent the night in Chicago and then they came to our rehearsal dinner Friday. And so did Mel and her husband Cody took photos for our rehearsal dinner and he did such a good job. He's so talented. And I was so grateful that he was able to take photos. We had someone else that was going to take photos and they unfortunately weren't able to anymore. So he stepped up to the plate. He did great. I'm so thankful. The photos are so cute. And he captured such great moments of like me, Nicole and Mel meeting each other and like hugging each other. It was just so sweet. And after that, we had a sleepover, all of the girls from our bridal party and my bridesman, Noah. So we went to my parents' house. They added an addition onto it when I was in like fifth grade, I want to say. No, probably fourth grade. And they had this attic space that they had built into the addition, or it was supposed to be an attic space. And the contractor ended up making it much taller. And it wasn't an attic space. It's actually like walkable up there. It's right above the garage though. And they put extra beds in there and we call it the dorm. And like growing up, I would have sleepovers up there. So we did that. We all slept up there and it kind of was like a full circle moment. Like, I don't know. It felt like, I mean, I haven't lived at my parents' house in over 4 years. So it just felt like such a sweet moment spending time there again with, I mean, most of those people I spent time with in high school and middle school there. So it was just like a full circle, like closing a chapter. I don't know. It was just so sweet. And they all helped. I had to redo the seating chart like 3 times. And we also did notes to each table. I saw this on TikTok and so many people said that this was like the best thing that we did and they loved it and it was so thoughtful. So what we did was we wrote letters to each table. So like dear table one, and we had like the same blob paragraph at each table, like at the top, like, thank you so much for joining us, blah, 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 blah. And then we would write, like, if it was a couple, dear Bobby and Melissa. And then we would write, like, thank you so much for coming. Like, we had the best memories with you, blah, 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 blah. And like write a couple favorite memories with them. And then next paragraph, dear Sarah, dear Trish, dear, and like write a special paragraph to each individual person, and then put the table number on an envelope, put the letter in the envelope, and then put it on the table. And so many people loved that. I loved it because it felt like, you know, there's not enough time to talk to everyone that you want to talk to all night long. So it was just like a little special way to thank them and go out of your way. And we got so many compliments on it, and we loved doing it. So we had some cancellations and then some like backup people that were able to come, and we redid the seating chart Friday night late, and I redid some of those letters as well, just so they were all up to date as much as they could be. And my girls were so helpful with that, and I'm very, very appreciative. And Savannah, my officiant, was there, who is one of my best friends as well. She was so helpful too. She married us, and it's kind of a funny story because Savannah, Brandon, and me, we were all in nursing school at the same time together. Savannah ended up choosing a different career path, but we were all in nursing school at the same time together, and she is the one who like kind of started our relationship. She sent Brandon a WikiHow on how to ask out your crush in our first semester of nursing school because she was convinced that Brandon liked me a lot. And Brandon is very, very reserved and quiet and shy. And like, we would talk, but like, it was never that serious. Like, you know, I feel like we would always catch each other staring at each other, but it just never turned into anything because he was so quiet and reserved. And then after that moment, he asked me out after the WikiHow. Okay. He says it's just a coincidence, right? After the WikiHow, he asked me out. We went on our first date, and then, you know, we've been together since officially. So we credit our relationship to her. So it was just so nice having someone so special and close to us and significant in our lives marry us. And she killed it, like killed it. She did so good. And she made it so personal too. And that's what I wanted. Like, I wanted someone important to us that knows us and that has been involved in our relationship to marry us. And it just like could not have been any more special. She had like inside jokes in there, and she's so funny. She's one of the funniest people I know. And it was so funny. But anyway, I'm going all over the place. So Friday night, we had our sleepover. We made some TikToks. They got us some gifts. Saturday morning, we woke up. We actually didn't wake up that early. I think we woke up at 8. We got there like just before 9. To start hair and makeup. I didn't have hair or makeup for like till the middle of the day. So they made me a book full of letters from all my bridesmaids. And so I sat there and I cried reading them all. I was very emotional. And then I finally had my turn to get ready. I changed my mind on my hair and makeup from my makeup and hair trial. So I ended up deciding to put my hair down all the way. And then on the side, I added 2 pearl clips. And then for the ceremony, I decided to throw it up into a cute little bun. So Andrew did my hair for the bun for the reception. Did I say ceremony? Reception. But the ceremony, I had it down. I wanted like Hollywood curls, waves with the pearl piece behind. The only problem is my hair just doesn't hold a curl well right now. This is from Heatless Curls a day ago. That's the only way it holds from Heatless Curls. But makeup, I was like, no, I don't think I want to do full glam. Like, I'm not really a full glam girly. And I'm not really an eyeshadow girly either. So I was like, just something natural. But then after that, I was like, no, not that I didn't like it. I was just like, I just don't feel like it's giving bride, you know? And I just changed. So I sat in her chair. Her name is Taylor. She's amazing. She did such a great job. And I was like, no, we're starting from the top. I don't like what I did for my trial. And I showed her some inspiration photos. I wanted more like gold and just like, you know, and she was like, I love that. I'm so glad you changed your mind. And I am too, because it looked amazing and much more like what I imagine bridal makeup to look like. I think I was just getting like in my head from my trial and just didn't really know what I wanted. But, and I had a spray tan, and I feel like whenever you have a spray tan, you just like feel so much more confident. So I changed my mind on everything, but I'm so glad I did. No regrets. Everyone's like, no, don't change your mind. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. trust in my gut. If nursing school taught me anything, it's to trust my gut. But they also said to don't change your answer, and that's kind of change your answer, but disregard, okay? But everyone looked so freaking good. We were, like, on schedule with so much time. Like, we were ahead of schedule. And then I don't know what happened. We lost so much time. And then I started getting stressed because we were frantic. I was frantic. And I was so anxious, like, the 30 minutes before. Like, palpitations. I couldn't eat. I didn't know. But I was like, why are you so freaking nervous? Like, I have been waiting for this day. I've been counting down to this day. Like, I cannot wait to marry this man. Like, I'm so excited to marry this man. Why am I nervous like this? But shout out to Noah. Noah was like standing there with me, calming my nerves. Like, and my photographer, Sky, was so great. She was like, Brie, it's all good. Like, you have plenty of time. Everything's good. Like, kept reassuring me. And I just like, I don't know why I was so nervous. I don't know. I'm like, I don't even know what was happening. like, why am I nervous? I don't know. But I opened gifts with my mom and I got her this really sentimental gift. It was a photo. I found this on TikTok as well. Shout out to TikTok, all the wedding inspo. It was a photo that was like painted, and it was a picture of my mom in her wedding dress, a picture of my grandma in her wedding dress, a picture of my sister in her wedding dress, and a picture of me in my wedding dress all in one like canvas. And my grandma passed away when I was in nursing school, so it was really sad not having her there on my wedding day. And I just felt like it was a really sweet way to have her. I mean, we felt like she was a part of the day anyway, but you know, a sweet gift that four generations of brides, it was just so special. And I cried, of course. And then I totally forgot to give my dad his gift until after the ceremony or after the reception, basically. I don't even know. There was just so many things I forgot to do. And like, it's too late to worry about it now. Like, there's so many things it flies by. The time flies by. It goes by so fast. Everybody says that, but no, it goes by so, so, so fast. It's crazy. But I did a first look with my dad. I did a first look with my brothers, and that was special. They like kind of laughed. I can't wait to see the video of it because I like feel like I remember them just like laughing, and I was like, wow, that was a good reaction, guys. Like, they were just awkward and didn't know what to do. But my dad cried. I cried. And yeah, and I was like, you guys got to stop making me cry. Like, I got makeup on. This is too much. And so, and then we took photos like with all the girls and my flower girls and my ring bearer. And I had 5 flower girls, which some people would say is excessive. I disagree. I have 5 nieces, so of course they all had to be in the wedding, ranging from the ages of 6 to 1. So they all actually did such a good job walking down the aisle. I was so sad though that I couldn't see them, you know, so I had someone sneak a video because I was like, I'm going to have to wait until the actual video gets done getting edited, however long that's going to take. Like, I want to see them now. Like, everyone else gets to see how cute they are walking down the aisle and I don't. But they had gold flower petals and down a white silk runner, and they were wearing black flower girl dresses, which is a little controversial that they weren't white, but I am so glad that I went with black. I just feel like it looked so classy, so elegant. They also had little pearl necklaces on, and they were so freaking cute. They had matching dresses, kind of, in the sense of to the bridesmaids. The bridesmaids wore black, and those dresses were from Birdie Gray. They had the bows on top of, like, the sleeves. They looked so good. Everyone looked so good in them. I feel like they were flattering on everyone. I wanted velvet originally, but they were sold out, so we just went with I think it was crepe. I want to say it was crepe. But the little girls, the flower girls' dresses had bows on top too. And I was like, yes, immediately, yes, we have to get these. They match. It looks cohesive. I love it. I'm here for it. So we ended up doing that. And I think they looked so cute. It looked so good in contrast with like my white dress. My dress was from Grace Loves Lace. It was olive, and then Lumi was my veil. It was stunning. The bottom of my veil matched the trim of my lace dress. It was lace fitted, semi open back, long sleeves, I never pictured I would wear that dress. I never pictured myself in that dress. I had always pictured myself kind of in like a princess cut dress. And this was fitted, lace, long sleeve. Never would I ever think I would wear a lace long sleeve wedding dress. Like never, never, ever, ever. But I put it on. Everyone started crying. I started crying. Like it was the most surreal experience. I was like, why am I crying? Why are you guys crying? Like, I don't even know what happened. Like it just happened. We just knew. I had to get it altered quite a bit because it was long in the sleeves, long in the arms, long in the length because I'm a little bit short, but it looked so good. I loved it so much. I did also do a reception dress as well. I went back and forth on it, honestly. I wasn't sure if I should do it or not. Everyone that I'd asked said to do it besides a handful of people, but like everyone that's done it before was like, oh yeah, do it. I have no regrets. I loved it. And my dress was so comfortable. Like I could have danced in it. It was just a little hot. And I'm just glad I changed because I felt like it was like main character energy, you know, like changing your dress at your reception. Like you just feel like you come out, you make a new grand entrance and you're like, I'm that bitch, you know, like, and it was like a short dress, but it had like a tulle train. It was from Fashion Nova. It was super affordable, but I feel like you couldn't really tell. Like it looked like it was nice, high quality. I'm a girl on a budget, you know? And I wore pearl sneakers with it, pearl like platform sneakers. And I loved it. It was strapless. I did have a panic attack 5 minutes before walking down the aisle as well, because I had cups put in because I needed more support. And I just felt like they weren't giving me the support that I needed. So I literally 4 minutes before going down the aisle, I was like, I need you guys to tape my boobs. I need help. I need to tape my boobs. Like this is just, I don't even know what to do. I taped my boobs like three times. Because with my dress change and just with not feeling supported, and my skin did not like me the next week and a half. Like, I don't know if I just have sensitive skin or if it's just rough out here when you use tape, but wow, it was a little painful. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm really, really glad I did it because I felt so much better in my gown with the tape. I just felt so much more supported. It was the best decision. Everyone stepped on my dress. I swear to you, everyone stepped on my dress. Everyone stepped on my veil. And that's just what you get when you have a long dress and a long veil, I guess. But oh my word, the amount of times I was like yeeted back was insane. And during pictures, I somehow dragged my long dress in the mud. And so the whole bottom of the right side was brown mud. And I was like, this is great. This is great. I love this. But it's fine because then I had the dress change. So it's like you didn't even notice. Another mishap. Oh, we wrote our own vows to each other. So that was so cute. Brianna did cry going when I came down the aisle. And I don't think I cried. I like choked up. I looked at Noah's mom. Noah's mom was bawling as I was walking down the aisle. Noah's mom was bawling. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot look at you or I am going to lose it. Like, I cannot make eye contact. I can't look at you. Like, this is going to be bad. Like, I was trying so hard to keep it together. And I was like, I got blinders. I cannot see you. And then Brandon turned around. I walked to Can't Help Falling in Love, like the version from the movie. What is the movie? Crazy Rich Asians, that version. And then during the girls and the grandparents walked to Enchanted by Taylor Swift and Invisible String, but the instrumental versions. I found them on Spotify. They were by someone named Anna and they were beautiful. I had to incorporate Taylor Swift, you know, guys, just like it was a must. And my mom made this beautiful arch. If you've seen any of the photos on Instagram or TikTok, the arch in the background, my mom made that. She killed it. She spent so many hours on it. I could not, it was jaw-dropping, stunning, amazing, everything I could have ever dreamed of. And that was like our backdrop at the altar. And it was perfect. It was perfect. I stood on the right side, which is traditionally the bride stands on the left side, but I stood on the other side because this is my better side, okay? And then it was actually, we thought about it more and Trish had mentioned, because she does event planning and does a lot of weddings, that that's nice then because I was going to have the girls and the guys flip sides as well. But she was like, no, that's really nice because then we can see your face instead of looking at your back. And I was like, oh, that's a good point. So we kept it and it was so sweet. I loved that. And we did have the dogs involved in the ceremony as well. They looked so cute. They had little flower crowns. And then I found these gold and pearl leashes for them. They were stunning. They were perfect. It was like meant to be. Belly did escape during the ceremony and ran on my dress and ran up to me. But that's just how she is. She's a little anxious queen. She has separation anxiety, if you couldn't tell with her sitting right next to me if you're watching on YouTube. But it was cute. It was a haha moment. My veil fell off during the ceremony as well, and it was radio silent. And I was like, I looked around at everyone sitting and I was like, you guys can laugh, like it's okay. Like, this is funny, laugh it off. Like, if something embarrassing happens, laugh it off. Like, that's just my mindset. So I laughed it off, and then after I said that, everyone laughed. So I was like, this awkward silence is making it worse. But other than that, the ceremony was great. Our vows were so special to each other. And Brandon afterwards though was like, I blacked out. I don't even think I remember what you said. And I was like, what? You don't remember what I said? And then we took photos after that. They had the cocktail hour. We had signature drinks. I know it's a little cringy, but we did our dogs as our signature drinks, okay? Brandon had Belly, and he did a cranberry Moscow mule sort of situation. And I did Betty and I had a margarita. I'm a Marg girl through and through. We had the Tajin Rim. It was great. It was fantastic. And then we went and had dinner. There was a little mishap with the dinner situation. They messed up the carrots. I wanted certain carrots. They got the wrong ones. That was like one mess up, but like that's only a mess up that I would know and like the immediate people that were planning it with me would know. And then we had our speeches. Our speeches were great. So thoughtful. They all basically made me cry. My sister incorporated Taylor Swift into hers. She was my matron of honor. Trish was my maid of honor. And they were just so sweet. My dad was crying too. Everyone was crying. It was just emotional. And I was like, I am too sensitive and too emotional for all these sentimental speeches. Like, I can't handle this. And then we did all of our dances. We did our first dance last instead of like doing it as the first dance. We had Brandon go with his mom, me go with my dad, and then we did our first dance. Brandon and I danced to Beyond, and he almost dropped me. We had a little mishap, mix up. We had planned a spin dip at a certain cue in the song, and I had hit the cue. Brandon missed the cue and almost dropped me. He didn't though, but that was literally the most embarrassing moment of my life. I will never forget it. And then after that, we all started dancing. I did my first dance in my ceremony dress, and then I changed into my reception dress after that dance because I felt like I wanted like the long train. Well, I had it bustled, so it wasn't even the long train. What am I even thinking? I don't know. I wanted that dress. And then Andrew did my hair into a bun, and that was much more practical for dancing. We had so much fun dancing with everyone. Our last song was Love Story by Taylor Swift, and like everyone formed a circle around us. I'll have to post the video because it's so cute. And just like, I don't know, I just like the happiest night. It was so much fun dancing with everyone to like all of our favorite songs. We went to a dive bar afterwards, which was fun too. Not everyone went, but a lot of people went. Nicole and Mel were there, my sister, my friends, Brandon, of course, one of my cousins. Like, it was just so much fun. My brother was there and his wife. Both of my brothers were there, actually. And that was really fun. And then we went home and we were exhausted, but we still stayed up and like looked at photos because we had a disposable camera app that we put QR codes on every table. And I was like, I want to just look at the photos. I like, I'm just so excited. All the adrenaline, like I can't sleep. So we looked at all the photos for hours. We probably didn't go to bed until like 3:34. And then my parents threw us a breakfast the next morning on Sunday morning. So we went to breakfast and like the bridal party was there. Nicole and Mel were there. Brandon's family was there. My family was there. So it was just really special. A lot of the like out of town people went and it was just kind of like the last hurrah. But wait, it wasn't, because we also threw a New Year's Eve party. I don't know what I was thinking, but originally we had kind of wanted to do a New Year's Eve wedding, and the venue that we chose didn't have New Year's Eve available. So I was like, we'll just make it a weekend, which it would have been cool to get married on New Year's Eve because it was 1-2-3, 1-2-3 would have been the date, but it's okay. We're the day before that. Much cooler. 1-2-3-0-2-3 is way cooler than 1-2-3-1-2-3. But we threw a New Year's Eve party at my brother's house. He hosted us, and it was so nice because our apartment just doesn't have enough room for the group. And we played a lot of drinking games. We played Bitch Cup or Slap Cup, Stack Cup, Rage Cage. I don't know. Everyone has a different name for these games, and I'm horrible at them all. I couldn't finish. I did get the Bitch Cup one time. I couldn't finish it because I can't. I just can't drink like that. Like, I can't. And I don't like seltzers like that. Like, and especially the carbonation, chugging it. Mm-mm. And so I drank half of it, and then Mel drank the rest. Mel was a champ. I think she drank 2.5 of the Bitch Cups, and she was a champ. And then we were out, I think, until 3:30 that night too. Nicole and Kyle and Mel and Cody dropped us off at home, and like, we all just like cried. We had alcohol in our system, yes, so maybe we're a little bit more sensitive or emotional, but the emotions were there anyway, because it kind of felt like, oh my gosh, the weekend's over, like, we have to say goodbye to you guys, like, I don't want to say goodbye to you guys. And like, also I was like just emotional because I'm like, oh my gosh, the best weekend of my life is over. Like, this flew by. What am I going to do now? Like, I've been doing this. This is all I've been thinking about and planning for the last few months. Like, what am I going to do now? What am I going to focus on? But it was really sad saying goodbye to them. And I was like, this can't be goodbye. I have to see you guys tomorrow. Like, this cannot be goodbye. But we did have so much fun at the New Year's Eve party. I think everyone had fun. And we rang in the New Year together. I got my fourth New Year's kiss with Brandon. I think it was our fourth. 2020, 2021. Yeah. No, or my fifth New Year's kiss with Brandon, and like did a little toast and cheers and rang in the New Year with like all of my favorite people in the world. And it was just so special to, I don't know. I've just never felt so loved, and so many people came for us to celebrate our love. And it means so much. And I will be thinking about that day for the rest of my life. But the next day, Brandon's brother stayed with us that night. And then the next day, Mel and Cody and Nicole and Kyle came to say goodbye to us before their flight and before Mel and Cody drove back to Milwaukee. And they came and hung out at our apartment for like a little bit. And we said our final goodbyes. And it was bittersweet. But it was just seriously the best weekend. And I'm so thankful for all of you that wished us well and congratulated us and have been loving on our photos and videos. And there's still so much more that I'm working through. Like, I have so many videos and photos to share still, and more DIYs that I did. And I just, there's so many details that I didn't even cover in this, because it's just, there's so much. And how could I ever do it in one podcast? I don't know. But I really hope you guys liked this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I am just on cloud nine, reliving the best week of my life again, talking about it. But I love you guys so much. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review if you would be so kind to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Brie the Nurse, or you can follow the podcast, has an Instagram and TikTok as well, at Scrubs Off Duty. Also, if you didn't see my shirt, you guys didn't know that I came out with a collab with Mel's Crafty Corner, Self-Care is Healthcare. I love Mel with my whole heart, and I knew that I wanted to work with her and make a collection together. And self-care is so important to us. Mental health is so important to us. So make sure you check that out too. It also comes in this pink color and more. We love pink. I'm in my pink era, but I went a little bit more neutral today. Okay. But that's always linked in my bio as well. And I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being patient. And there's so many more episodes to come. I'm going to touch on burnout, what my next plans are, and more. So if you want to hear anything from me, if you want some guests on here, my DMs are always open for your feedback, opinions, whatever you want. So I love you guys so much. I'm so thankful for you guys, and we'll talk soon.